Pippa Hudson on Cake Talk. Call Pippa on 021 446 0567.
Well, hope you got your brollies at the ready, although I sometimes wonder if brollies are any use in Cape Town when the rain is almost always coupled with wind. And those are the two watchwords of the week ahead, rain and wind. Obviously, the words we've been longing to hear for months now, we can finally say it is going to rain this week, absolutely, definitely, and heavy rain at that. And not just rain, extreme winds expected, too, gusting over 100 kilometers an hour in places, we're told. And that is the stuff which takes roofs off and can break trees, etc. So it's very heavy weather heading our way Tuesday evening, intensifying on Wednesday. And the Weather Service predicting consistent heavy rain over that 24-hour period, as much as 80 millimeters, if not more, with the peninsula really bearing the brunt of it. High seas go with that, so do cold temperatures and the possibility of snow in the higher lying areas. Now, obviously, the news of rain is very, very welcome given the ongoing drought. But we also must bear in mind that that kind of weather makes life very, very miserable for those who don't have the luxury of a fixed roof over their heads. And we wanted to touch base with the city's Disaster Risk Management Centre to find out about their planning ahead of what could be a week of flooding. Mandy Thomas is on the line with me, spokesperson for the Disaster Risk Management Centre. Nice to have you with us, Mandy. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
Talk us through some of the associated risks with this kind of weather.
Well, if we look at this kind of weather, we're going to see probably trees being uprooted, maybe a roof blown off with a wind speed that is gusting at gale force strength. We're looking at power disruptions. So our city services are geared up for that, and they have been informed of this weather that's coming. And we are ready and waiting.
You're ready and waiting. Mandy, obviously it's particularly difficult for people living in informal settlements at a time like this. Flooding is a very real concern as well. Is that something that you are prepared for?
Yes, absolutely. Along with our informal housing department, they will be on standby. Our NGOs will also be on standby to give humanitarian relief. We also have the Recreation and Parks Department who, if in need, the people need to be evacuated out of their homes, they can stay in civic centres or walls, community walls. So we have that all in place.
Mandy, if evacuations are needed, you say, given the kind of reports we're seeing, it seems almost certain that some areas are going to be very badly affected. Should we not be proactively encouraging evacuations before crisis point is reached?
Well, we don't want to put the cart before the horse. So we will definitely, as it happens, we will evacuate people.
Okay.
There are a few, if I may say, sorry.
Please go ahead.
A few flood-reducing tips that I can give to maybe property owners.
Please do so.
Okay. So make sure that your drainage pipes in your property is not blocked. Stormwater gutters around your property, and that must be free of debris. And then check for any dead or burnt trees that have the potential to fall on your property that may cause damage. Proactively, you can put sandbags in, you know, those critical areas that you need to protect. And then make sure your insurance policies got flood and mud damage. And then listen to the weather office. And also, for any emergency, if I might give you the number.
Please do.
It's 021-480-7700.
021-480-7700. Is the 107 number also an appropriate one to call, Mandy?
Yes, it's the same number. With the 107, you call from a Telkom line, and the 021-480 number, you call from any cell phone.
Okay. Mandy, final question is really regarding the most vulnerable members of our society, particularly the elderly who might not be as aware of what is coming because they don't have the kind of access to online sites, to internet, to TV news bulletins, etc., and might not be as up to date on the weather forecast as others. Is any attempt being made to contact people like that to spread the word and make sure that everybody does know that this weather is coming?
We do have systems like in the informal settlements where we have community leaders that will be informed, that will go out and spread the word.